It is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, stocks, a lot of things. And he's got many years of experience on those subjects and more, and we're always pleased to welcome him in on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Jill and everybody.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We are doing all right.
We are forging ahead, Jim. That's what we can say. We are forging ahead.
I see. Well, you've got your boots on and you're riding tall. Fantastic.
Well, we're walking tall, but
no, you're riding tall. You're on a horse.
Oh, okay.
That's the image I'm trying to create.
Okay, poor horse.
You're a horse woman. You should know that.
Can you imagine, Marshall? Marshall would need a pretty big horse.
I never mentioned this on the air, and I never mentioned this to Jill. But we used to go on vacations when my father would go places, and it was the Grand Canyon. Yeah, that's exactly right. And
we all had that.
And that cured me from ever wanting to ride
that poor
anything
donkey.
Again. I was bored within the first 10 minutes of going down. Never mind coming back out of the canyon. It's one of those things. It's like skiing. My father took me skiing when I was a kid. And I fell off the rope toe. Those are things I never, ever want to do again, ride a horse or go skiing.
Well, that's good. The world
put it in the book. You've done that.
The world is a safer place because he doesn't want
to. Do you remember the Concord Hotel in Kaimeisha Lake? Jim, did you ever hear about that? A great resort.
I heard about it. I was never there, but I've heard about it very definitely.
It was at their ski slope, and all I can remember is when I fell off the rope toe halfway up and onto the slope, is hearing the PA speakers, "Will somebody get that kid off the hill?"
Oh, God.
It's true. So anyway, well, that's enough of my ancient history.
Anyhow, Grand Canyon, I remember a great experience going through it. A pilot was doing the plane, going through the Grand Canyon, just at the top of it. Marvelous, marvelous. But on that same trip, just sharing war stories, my wife and I took two of my kids to Santa Fe, and we did the Four Corners region. We did camping with a guy who used to fly in Korea. And we go to the spots, Monument Valley, and we camp overnight. And one night we're on the on a butte, a mountaintop, and we had two tents. And the next day, my wife said, "Gee, I think we've had company." There was a footprint of a beast. but the bottom line of this story is, Bruce is a pilot. We're out flying in the area, and we're supposed to go to a certain city. And all of a sudden, it rains like heck in one area, and it starts raining in the other area. And Bruce says to me, "I can't set this down in this kind of rain. It's too small a plane." And he says, "By the way," and I'm up front with him, "by the way, we're running out of gas." I said, good show, Johnny. So bottom line, one area cleared, we went down. And it was only later that I learned my daughter had been talking to my wife and saying, "Gee, is everything okay?" Means I've got the information up front. Bruce landed the plane, said, "Okay, I'll see you in a bit." And he headed for the John. We didn't see him for 45 minutes. But it was an incredible trip, incredible experience. Well, you know, we're having experiences now, too, which, you know, that's what life is all about. And apparently we're getting a little sunshine on our numbers here in the greater New York area, in New York City, in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing such a magnificent job of giving us the information, straight talk. He said, you know, this could be a blip. You know, we got to maintain our discipline in dealing. And I think we're going to probably have to maintain our discipline for some time in terms of the distancing and so forth, quite a bit of time. I think we should do it out of comfort. But we're a long way out of the, we've got a long way to go in this. But at least there's a little optimism. Also, we seem to be getting a lot more equipment coming in, sporadically though it be. And I guess, really, we all are so blessed with having these frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, everybody concerned with the hospital, the firemen, the people, ambulances. It's just really incredible what we're seeing happening in this country. I'm not surprised. I mean, I can vaguely remember the Second World War. You know, everything, everybody came together. And I think it's finally taking hold of coming together, at least in this part of the country. My concern is very much for rural America, which has really not gotten itself together. And a lot of areas are not doing the things we're doing here in the East. So let's hope they get on board so we don't have any more tragedy. Let's talk the stock market, the bond market, the gold market for a minute. The high for stocks is 29,000. The low, which was last week, was 18,000 and change. It's rallied significantly the last several days. It was up 1,700 points yesterday, and it's due to rise about 600 today. That brings us to about 23,000 on the Dow. There's an old saw that when markets plunge or go the other way, there's normally a retracement of the gain or the loss of about 40%. We're at that level almost now at 23,000, 24,000. For those of you who are comfortable with what you've seen, as well as you should be, because there's more to follow economically, I would suggest you either lighten your position, lower your position. I can't, not knowing people's portfolios nor their risk status, I can't tell you exactly what to do. But I know in some of my accounts, I'm getting out of some people who can get out at 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 points higher. Why am I saying this? Very simply, we're going to get caught up. We're getting a little caught up right now with the optimism that solving the virus solves the economy. It does not. Pray to God that we solve the virus, the heck with the economy. But the point is, with a good face on it, we will eventually solve this virus and get things going back health-wise and living-wise. However, the economy has been dealt a death blow almost. It will come back, but a death blow. People have lost confidence. And when people lose confidence, they don't want to invest money. You should be among them, because the economy has turned over. I want to reflect on something I said 6-8 months ago, maybe after that. We have had a run in the economy of almost 11 years of good economy. We've had a run in the stock market for almost 11 years. The market was, in the economy rather, in my opinion, was turning kind of towards a recession the end of last year. The numbers were beginning to look that way. A recession is not a crime. It's something that happens in economic cycles. We probably have entered it as we got into this virus, and we're not going to recover from it very quickly, no matter how much money the government throws at it. So therefore, I'd lighten up. Gold, I think I looked at my chart on the show. He recommended it. It was $1,537 per ounce. It's $1,693 today. The gold I would hold, I hope you bought a little, 3-5% of the portfolio, 1%, just something. It's a security blanket against bad situations happening. Looking at a chart, 1900 was the high several years ago. They're probably going to try and take that out, so stay with the gold. Bonds, if you have bonds at very attractive yields, government bonds, it's Mark's Knicks. You might want to hold them and maintain the income, or you might want to take advantage of the tremendous rally in the bond market, which would give you a lot of capital gain, depending on the maturity of your bonds, which you might use to offset some of your losses in stocks. I only say this in a trading sense, that it's overbought. Bonds are overbought because people wanted the security. Anyhow, that's it for me at the moment.
One last question. It's an offshoot, but if you have the capacity, would you attempt to refinance any of your mortgages?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay. Excellent point. Definitely. Now, the thing is, I've been vaguely watching mortgage rates, okay? I'm not that attuned to it with these other things going on.
Sure. No, but nor have I. I just can't imagine that you couldn't organize something.
You can do much better. Yeah. But you have to go to your bank and say, Hey Buster, come on, give me a much better rate. Because I did notice a little bit of stickiness in terms of a change. The banks have all kinds of money from the federal government. So when you go in and talk to your bank and say, I know you have all of this money coming from the government, let me participate. I want to lower this mortgage rate. You'll get something. You'll definitely get something.
And apropos, even though these people were, because I've already had a massive fight with both Bank of America and Amex over credit cards, where they are absolutely, they might waive the late fee. They will continue to charge interest on the balance. It's like, people? Seriously? Said with a completely straight face. And once again, I just, in fairness, I have to say that one of my issues in life and functionality is, a program can come out that looks really good in either the ivory tower or government, but that when it gets down to this level, when it gets to, trying to function for regular people, as they say in the vernacular, not so much. And one of the things that, would be really helpful, and I know there's some mortgage relief being offered for people and some other relief, and I'm not talking about the government rescue package. I'm talking strictly about the vendors that you have to deal with as an individual. But I will say that the credit card companies rot. And you should be able to, for people who have got 12% whatever, that they're going to keep hacking away at. I mean, for crying out loud, they're getting money at what now?
Like almost zero.
Right. So it's worse than your local loan shark. And unless people are willing to make a fuss, which by and large they are not. Although if you're home and you've got nothing else to do, I don't want to advocate menacing your local massive bank, but you might want to see if they will at least give you a temporary reduction on your interest rate if they're not going to do anything else. Just because they won't do it if they're not asked. And sometimes I am absolutely exhausted by being the lone voice in the wilderness saying, excuse me, bank, you really should be a little more helpful here. That's your job. I'm not talking about local banks, by the way. I'm talking about the biggies who were absolutely, what's the word? Lavish. Here, have a credit card. Here, have a credit line. Here, have some money. So, sorry, I digress, but I think that
don't digress at all. Your point is an excellent one, and I thought you were going to say something that I'll say, which kind of works with it. You have to just stand on your hind legs and go into your phone or however you do it, but get somebody on the phone and say, I want a lower rate, and I want a lower rate because you guys are getting lower rates, and I'll give you a nice, really a lovely segue, which I just saw yesterday. Allstate is giving a rebate. It's a small one now, but they're giving a rebate on auto insurance. They're sending people checks, probably about $50, but they're sending it to them because it's their premium, because they have not been using their cars. wonderful idea, wonderful business idea, appropriate idea for a major player in our economy. American Family, a company who I know relatively well. It's a little small place, but they're doing the same thing. So you can segue with that into your credit card company and say, hey, look, stand up. Stand up for the United States. These people are doing it. I want you to do it. And there we go. I mean, the economic situation itself is indicative of the need to do this and the opportunity to do this. And, you know, if you've been a very good credit card holder, you have more than enough to talk yourself into a lower rate.
You know what really came out to me with this trillion-dollar rollout of the stimulus package, and you knew it was going to happen. $300 billion targeted for what they call small businesses. Anybody under 100, which, by the way, folks,
maybe under 500.
Any under 500, which, by the way, folks, includes hedge fund funds. I mean, not like they're small businesses, but they're if they employed under 500 people, these hedge funds, they got to apply with small businesses like us and other small businesses around here. But on the day of the rollout, only one bank. Really, one bank was able to process anything, and that was Bank of America.
And initially, they were only using their. Initially, they were only doing it for their clients, and then they got static for that.
They did $3 billion worth. Now, our local banks, which have been on this since the beginning, notified us all that you know what, they were just having so many different problems with the SBA and the legalities and everything like that. We got the email where we could file with the through the our local banks yesterday,
which is Tuesday,
and we'll have that application completed today and in. We also sent in another application, which was we were meant to hear within 3 days. We sent that in last week,
and we have to check today because yesterday Monday would have been the 72 hours.
So we haven't heard back on that, but I guess what I'm saying is. Once again, when the president got on TV and said, we've handed out $3 billion already, it sounded great. But if you were a small business person, you had to sit there and say, where did that $3 billion
go? Well, you were sort of wondering, because he also said community banks, and you were going, well, actually, it was Bank of America, and that's not a community bank.
Yeah, so I mean, but the operation, it is now going forward, and we'll see what happens. I mean, it could still be a total disarray of everything, but at least the funding is there to go out and will be a bridge for us as a business.
And this is the first time that SBA has opened up to nonprofits, so that's quite helpful. But what I am curious about, and I don't know whether Marshall remembers this conversation, but on that Friday when we were talking, I spoke to HSBC. Which doesn't do, which isn't much of an SBA vendor, and they were very clear that they had clients, you know, calling saying, J.P. Morgan Chase didn't even bother until Monday. You know, they made it clear. So, again, the presentation and the execution are quite naturally different.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left, Jim. 2 minutes left in the show this morning.
Oh, my God. Isn't that wonderful?
It's the two-minute warning.
Normally, I have that voice saying, okay, time's up. Here I am.
The hook.
Well, I'm looking out the window. It's sunny today, at least a little bit down here. How about up there?
It's sunny, yes.
It'll be a beautiful day.
Good. Enjoy it, because it's going to be cloudy and showery the rest of the week.
But for now.
You're ruining my day. Anyhow, you didn't. Because I love all kinds of weather. Folks, it's, you know, I'm certain we've all hitched up our boots here as we're going through this. You have to maintain as best you can your psychology here. You got to keep yourself together and up. And if you're locked in at home, that's fine. There are lots of things to do. One of my sons, he works from home, and he's happy because in the evening he can go to his music without anybody bothering him. He writes little songs and plays guitar and so forth. And I guess my daughter's doing something writing-wise because she has this quiet time, even though she's homeschooling her kids and teaching her college by computer. But avail yourself of the time to do those things that, oh, I'll never do this or that, and give it a shot. And the other thing is you have to be keep in touch with all of your friends. Call up old friends. Call up friends who need to hear from you that everything's okay. Check in with your friends and encourage your friends to check in with you. You have to tell the truth to your children and grandchildren. And of an age, you probably have the wisdom to do that. Now is the time for us to come together, and eventually, hopefully, out of this, we will become more unified as a country, as a people, as a humanity. So good luck with that. We're all doing our best, and we're going to get through this.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
You certainly shall. And some more war stories next week.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio.